All right, Limits. Your insane take from the last segment has really taken off here.
Of course.
I've got people from all over the building texting me. Andrew Lindberg came in.
Really?
And ripped you. Yes.
Oh, that's okay. They can rip me. That's all part of it.
Limit saying that Penn State football games qualify as Pittsburgh sporting events. Just one of the most incredible takes I think we've ever had on The Fan. I'll be honest with you. It truly is.
I think they should.
There was a guy named Ken Laird one year. We used to do a couple shows together here. Who picked we were doing end of the year awards for Pittsburgh sports. And he picked Pat White or Slayton. I can't remember. I'm like, Ken. I used to call him Bruce. That is not a Pittsburgh award. So he was of your mind. You certainly have a right to your opinion, even if it's a horrible opinion, Limits.
And I respect you for letting me think that. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Beeswhacker, Colin Beasley. We're going to be talking Pirates trades here for a while. And, you know, the candidates are obvious. Let me go through a little of this. Are you ready? And I'd love you to deliver some succinct opinions, if you would, Limits.
Please. That's what I'm here for.
The Philadelphia Phillies might make for a good trade partner. Why? Their bullpen stinks. What they have to offer in return? Starting pitching and outfield depth. However, I don't know about you. I'm not interested in people's prospects anymore unless it's a really high-end guy who's knocking on the door of the major leagues. The Beeswhacker says, you know, this one guy, Brandon Marsh, he has two homers this year. He seems like he's just an okay player. A second baseman who's their number 13 prospect. Get out of here with this stuff. Now,
did you know that Brandon Marsh continuously drenches his hair in water because he likes the way that it feels and it looks like it's like greased up?
No,
it looks like it's
greasy.
Yeah, it honestly looks really odd.
I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
The Cubs need pitching of all kinds. And three of their top five prospects are AAA outfielders. They're all 22, okay? Now, you could interest me in that. You could. You could interest me in that if it's a top-end prospect knocking on the door. But here's the guy, Limits. And I don't know why you just answered the phone unless it's our boss, because we're engaged in a conversation here. And the Twins need pitching and left-handed hitters, okay? What do they have in return? They have outfield prospects, but it's mostly what the Beeswhacker said at the beginning here that interested me the most. Are you listening, Limits?
I am.
Why did you answer that phone?
A nice man gave a stat for us that if the Pirates win today, they will tie the longest winning streak that Derek Shelton's Pirates ever had at 7.
That'd be great, but they don't play today.
No, they don't. They play tomorrow.
Right. Why did you answer that? We're in the middle of a conversation, Limits.
Well,
it's like when my daughter looks at her phone when I'm trying to talk to her.
I also want to make sure that the people's voices can be heard.
If I find a brief window. This is unbelievable. On a holiday weekend, no less.
I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm being dissed by my de facto son here, Limits. I mean, incredible.
Can I just read one text?
Yes, please.
This is mean. Limits needs to stick to producing. They are creating an uncomfortable animal by letting him talk. Stick to wiffle ball, little boy.
Oh, come on.
Now,
that's where I put.
Little
that's where
boy.
I make a stand right there against that guy.
I love the people that throw out names and stuff like that, and
they just
shoot for low blows and stuff like that. I've thankfully gotten to the point where I could care less if you throw a name out there. Like, really? I think it's low.
Yeah,
but
that one hurts.
It's not going to get to me.
That one hurts me by extension.
Yeah.
All right, so the Twins, they need pitching and left-handed hitters. So the Beeswhacker, before he gets into their prospects, here's the thing that jumped out to me, and I'll quote the Beeswhacker. There's a small chance the Twins elect to blow it up and start a rebuild by trading center fielder Byron Buxton.
Ooh.
But it's more likely they see themselves as a year or two away. The name Byron Buxton rang alarm bells with me, Limits. And I'll tell you why. he signed for many more years. Could you look up his contract for a minute?
Oh, well.
And I'm going to tell you some of his numbers for a minute, because that's what really intrigues me.
He signed through 2028.
Thank you. 19 home runs, 51 RBIs this season, and an OPS of 894. He's a 3.4 WAR player. He plays center field, can play obviously anywhere in the outfield. He hits homers. He usually has a high OPS. Last year it was at 859, 18 homers, 56 ribbies, batted 280 last year, 335 on base, 341 this year. He seems to even be getting a little bit better with age, although he had one year where he was incredible. That was kind of a partial year. He's had years of 28 home runs. He's 31 years old. He's an established hitter. He's an established hitter in the major leagues. How much each year for him?
So it's a 7-year contract that's worth $100 million. So I will find out the specifics, sir.
All you have to do is divide 100 by 7 limits, and we have his yearly annual income.
You don't know that. Maybe they split the deal up a little bit differently.
That's true, and I apologize to you for insulting your intelligence.
You're actually correct, though. $15 million this year, $15 next year, $15 in 27. And
get me Byron Buxton, okay? Now, he's still not quite on... Well, he is this year. He almost has a 900 OPS. He has 15 steals and 19 homers. He is that kind of player. What about him? What do the Twins want?
Keller, I'm sure.
Maybe a younger pitcher. I don't know. The Twins, if they're looking to compete next year or the year after, would you like some young pitching?
Would you
like David Bednar combined with, I don't know, Brandon Ashcraft?
But
not Bednar. Bednar is not what they need want.
No.
I'm sorry I said that. Would you like Keller, maybe? How long is Keller still signed for?
Would you trade Chandler one for one for Byron Buxton?
Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And people will think I'm crazy. But when you really think about it, these Pirates pitchers are going to be here and gone, and they're high risk anyway as power pitchers because of arm injuries. Absolutely, I would make that one for one deal.
So Mitch Keller is signed through the 2028 season, just like Byron Buxton.
Oh my God, it's perfect. How old is Mitch Keller?
29.
This dude is 31. When is Mitch Keller's birthday? Wrong.
It is April 4th, so he's already turned 29.
Okay, this guy is December. He's a December baby at 31.
Merry Christmas. Happy birthday.
That, my friend Limits, is the type of trade I've been talking about for months and perhaps years. Mitch Keller, a good pitcher, right? He's not going to be anybody's Cy Young Award winner, but he's a good pitcher. Byron Buxton isn't going to be anybody's MVP winner, but he's a good player. Similarly aged, you put him right in your lineup, and he immediately is a drastic upgrade. Would you do it?
He would be. The only issue with Buxton is that he's been hurt. Like, he was banged up last year. He only played 85 games in 23, 92 in 22. He made the All-Star game, but then was hurt the rest of the year. He has not played a significant full season since 2017. He played 140 games.
You're wrong about that. He played a lot of games in the COVID year. Nobody played a lot of games that year.
Okay, I'll give you the COVID year.
Yes, you will.
102 games in 2024.
I know, he's been hurt
a little bit. He's been significantly banged
up. Sometimes Keller stinks, but every August and September.
Keller is at least out there and on the field.
Good for him.
You know you're going to get him out there at least.
How many games has Buxton played this year?
69 games.
Out of how many?
He's played most of their games this year.
He hasn't.
They only played like 85 games.
Well, that's a pretty big...
Oh, yeah, it's still a chunk.
Right.
But it's better. He's on pace to play a lot more than he had in previous
years. Guess what? Beggars can't be choosers. This dude in 69 games has 19 home runs and 51 RBIs. If you put that out on a full season, which I granted he never plays, that's like 35 homers and 100 RBIs or something on a full season. Anyway, he's just one guy.
He's
an example. He's a prototype of what I'm looking for and what the Pirates should be looking for. I mean, that would be ideal if you could put him in this lineup. I will grant you, though, that he has been injured. You're right about that. He is a little bit injury prone. But people want to act like there's never really good hitters that are traded. We see at least one or two every year that get traded.
Yeah, you do. And I feel like the Pirates would probably want to go younger.
Devers got traded this year, did he not?
And I wonder if that's because of the circumstances.
Arias got traded last year, did he not?
Right, Arias was different.
What do you mean different?
Well, I mean, the Devers situation, I think, was kind of unique in Boston.
Like, either way, good hitters get traded.
They're right, they do. Every single year. So there is a possibility, and probably it's kind of plausible, that somebody will be available for them as long as they're willing to pay the right price, and they have the pitching to do it.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I think that it needs to happen at this deadline. And I, you know what? I think it will happen at this deadline. I agree with Greg Brown, or at least I hope he's right, is maybe a better way of phrasing that, that something big could be in the offing at this deadline. But obviously it has to be somebody with a lot of contractual control, which really limits, no pun intended, the pool of players they could get. But this guy is perfect.
Now, when Greg Brown says that and you hear Ben Cherington say they're going to take a swing, my only thing is, how big of a swing is it? Is it Andrew McCutchen level bat speed, or is it a weak tapper back to the mound? Like, how hard are they going to swing at
the
deadline?
How hard would you
here?
Say Keller for Buxton would be? It's a pretty
I'd
big
say
swing.
That's a pretty big swing.
It's got to be at least that.
Okay. So you think it has to be at least something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's the basement.
I would agree. What about Luis Robert? He's 27.
I'm sick of him. He stinks this year, does he not?
He's bad and he's hurt and
forget
him. Doesn't really play defense.
I want to get somebody who's actually hot and playing well right now. What about moving to the Yankees and sending them? They have a need at third base. Does that perk you up a little, a limitless wonder?
Well, there have been some rumors around with the Yankees. Our friends at MLB Scoops put something out there. And do you remember when Pony and Mueller had MLB Scoops, the guy behind MLB Scoops on the show?
No, I don't.
I think it was, I think it might have been last year, maybe 2 years ago at the deadline. They had the MLB Scoops guy on because they like to tweet out sources with a lot of things. And some of it comes true, but a lot of it does not. And they threw out there something about a Pirates trade with Key Brian Hayes for Jason Dominguez. And I basically said, nah, I don't think so. And if MLB Scoops is correct, then I'll bite my tongue. But I think that could be a good destination, the Yankees, for Hayes.
For him and Connor Falefa.
Yes.
I mean, the Yankees would be all over that. What would they give you? That's the question. What would they give you? Would you rather have a prospect, high-end prospect, or a player? I mean, they have this kid that the Beeswacker, Dominguez.
It was Dominguez. You
6'7" outfielder.
And he's not playing. Like they have
No. I'm sorry. Spencer Jones is their number two prospect. He's the 6'7" outfielder. And that gets me thinking James Wood territory, who's been unbelievable with the Nationals, who came over in the Juan Soto trade.
He'd be an MVP candidate if they were good. He's having a great year.
If you're talking the Yankees' number two prospect who's going to AAA and he seems to be a slugger, that would really entice me for Hayes and Connor Falefa. Limits? I'd be over that.
I'd be very interested in that, yes. I'm very interested in that. That would be a move that I would probably make right now.
I'm going to look up his stats while you entertain the masses. Would you trade Hayes?
I would, because especially I don't know what you can ultimately get for him. And if it is a deal like that where you trade Hayes to...
Throw in Bednar.
You trade Hayes, who right now is in the midst of a good run at the plate. He's hitting the ball well. If you can parlay, if he continues it up, the next month of Key Brian Hayes hitting with what is going to be gold glove defense this year, he's going to win the award, then I think you might be able to get, if you throw in
Spencer Jones. Hayes, Connor Falefa, and Bednar. All right. This kid pounded 16 home runs and 175 at-bats at AA, just got recalled to AAA, and through four games is at .375 with three home runs in four games at Wilkes-Barre. It could be like you're recalling somebody for the Penguins here.
Yes.
Limits. And 1,400 OP. Limits, this is the guy. Aim for this guy.
Aim for Jones.
A fast riser, power hitter. How old is he? Wrong. 24. So he's getting up there a little tiny bit.
Correct.
But still young. I don't know, why is he getting up there like that? Because did he play for how many? 3 years at Vanderbilt.
Okay. Yeah, he was a college guy. So he naturally was drafted at 21.
And he's absolutely crushed it. for the most part, especially lately. Oh my God, he strikes out a lot.
Yeah, he's got 16 homers this year. 49 games, he struck out 70 times.
Last year, he played for the Somerset Patriots. Where do they
Somerset.
Play? Yeah. Is that a Pittsburgh home game for you?
It might be.
Wilkes-Barre, too? Is that a Pittsburgh home
game? I think Philadelphia, the Eagles, could be considered a home game.
200 strikeouts in 480 at-bats. That is in crinkulant limits and incorrigible. But the good news is he hit 17 home runs and drove in 80 runs, and he comes back last year and is even better, or this year, I'm sorry, in Double-A, and he rises to Triple-A. I think something big's going to happen, and I hope it does, and it needs to.
Can I throw something out there to the savvy old news sound?
Yes.
Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic reports that the Kansas City Royals have interest in Brian Reynolds.
Okay. That gets my wheels turning.
Now, but Rosenthal...
You give up a hitter to get a younger hitter, or what?
So Rosenthal says that the talks haven't yet gained momentum, and Kansas City's interested in other hitters. But, Joe, there's at least something going on here. The Royals are checking in on Brian Reynolds. They're making the call.
Hey, anybody who sees the Pirates paying somebody $100 million probably figures, yeah, they'll want to get rid of him pretty soon.
Right, but this got out there.
But is that borrowing from... What's the saying, limits? From Peter, robbing Peter to pay Paul? I mean, if you trade a guy who I still think Brian Reynolds will wind up with his usual numbers, which are good numbers,
Yeah. You
take a hitter out to put a prospect back. I don't like that. I like keeping Reynolds and adding.
Yeah, but news doesn't get out there unless somebody wants it out there. This is probably Kansas City's camp. I can't imagine the Pirates are at all putting this out there. But, yeah, I would keep Reynolds as well and build around him and have him be one of the... That's why people say, oh, well, what if they trade O'Neill Cruz right now? I know he's at a low point, but what if they ultimately deal him? No, that doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't right now. The Blue Jays are another team to watch.
Ben Cherington loves the Blue Jays. We know that.
As the Beeswhacker says, what they need, starting pitching, high-leverage relievers. That's right up the Pirates' alley, isn't it, Limits?
They have it, and they made a trade last year for IKF.
Guess who their number 12 prospect is? Wrong.
Reese McGuire. Remember when they had Reese McGuire yes. In the Laureano trade?
Charles McAdoo, no relation to Bob.
I broke that trade. Remember that?
Yeah. That was the story that you've broken so far. I love that.
That was one of them, yeah. That and the IKF deal, I broke that.
Now, their farm system stinks. That's the bad news. But all it takes is one guy, I'll have to look closer at their major league roster. But if they're that desperate, and I think they've pulled to within a game of the Yankees out there, they may be desperate. So give us a good young hitter. Give us your good and your young. Anyone who can hit. I think something's going to happen.
I do too. I just wonder what the magnitude of it's going to be.
Well, I mean something significant when I say that.
They've built up to, you know, Ben Cherington has said things like, yeah, I think we're going to add. And then everybody gets all excited. Oh, what could they get? What could they get? Then they end up with IKF. Good player. But Brian De La Cruz.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
Because they didn't try to swing hard enough for Jazz Chisholm.
Well, the only thing I'll say about that is at least that's a mistake they admitted and got out of that right away when it became plainly evident that De La Cruz doesn't really know how to play baseball.
That's crazy, right? Though. He hit like 20 home runs before they traded for him.
He stinks,
and
Limits.
Now he's like barely playing. He's like in the minors. He's with the Yankees. He went to Atlanta, and they cut him, and now I think he's in the Yankee minor league system. He's not good anymore, Joe. I feel bad for him.
I mean, Jazz Chisholm, he's a pretty good player. He's not a star.
No, but he's a... Pretty good bat.
Be an upgrade. He's a pretty good bat. Yeah. He's a good bat. 829 OPS, 14 homers. Yes,
you could play him
a good bat.
Anywhere, and he would still be a good player. You know how we talk about all these utility guys that bounce around? No, he's a utility guy that's actually pretty good. He could play third. He could play second. He could play in the outfield.
There's such opportunity that knocks here for the Pirates still, even though they absolutely squandered this season. They're still right there. They're still right there. This is who they are. We talked about this yesterday. 6 of the past 8 months that they've been playing, they've basically profiled as a 500, slightly above 500 team.
Yeah, outside of April and part of May and last year's collapse, they have played good baseball during those other runs.
I mean, I think roster-wise and everything else, it's who they are. Yeah, there was the aberration. It was an aberration. Well, it wasn't really an aberration. It was a continuation under Shelty. I think the Shelty era just bottomed out starting last August.
It did. And they should have moved
but
on.
But for the most part now, for maybe 6 of the last 9 months or so, they've been a pretty good team. What they are now is what they were at last year's trade deadline. They've gotten back to that kind of baseline. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And as that, there's great opportunity to add, but it's got to be with people under contractual control.
Well, and it's also got to be, you know, I would prefer probably, and I think they're going to end up getting 2 guys. Maybe you go 1-1. You go 1 young guy who is like a decent prospect. Maybe it's a top 100 guy for a Mitch Keller, somebody that I would hope is like top 15, top 75, because we've seen guys like Harrington and Termar Johnson drop out of the top 100 list. So somebody who's more established and more bona fide that you can expect something from. And then a veteran right around 27, 28, 29 that is a little bit more established that you can add in your lineup that you already know what you're getting. So I mean, one guy you know you're getting and one guy with a really good upside.
Preferably a star.
Right. Preferably.
Honestly. I mean, I wouldn't call Buxton that, but he's playing like a star this season when he's in there.
Well, Buxton at times for the Twins was a star. I mean, he's made the All-Star game too, and that's nothing to... you know, snoff at.
That's nothing to shake a stick at, Limits.
No, no stick figures here.
No stick shaking here.